yards. There just happened to be a stick in the way, and we're going to call it tripping, apparently.
That's a tough call to go down two men now.
It's five on three
advantage for the Ice Cutters.
5-on-3, and it's 5-on-3 for over a minute yet. So here come Ice Cutters. Micah Gordon out to Sears. Sears fires it from the slot, deflected by Roland. Both teams working in the corners, trying to get that centering pass is the Ice Cutters. Goats playing some good defense behind the net. Not going to give him an inch. Sears getting worked over along the boards by Geiger. And Geiger. Geiger's trying to get it out of there. Pass to Gordon. Gordon from the slot fires it to Sears. Centering pass, that's not going to get on anybody's stick. Gordon kicks it over to Wright. Wright fires it from the slot. Another shot, that's going to go wide. Wright with the puck by the blue line. He's going to shoot it again. That one's going to be gloved and stopped by Roland.
Well, I tell you what, Roland's only given up two goals this game in this first period here. He's seen a lot of shots so far.
We're starting to get towards 15 shots for the Ice Cutters.
Yeah, what started off slow, they've kind of come on, and obviously they're going to be putting some shots on with a 5-on-3 advantage. But face-off one, Gordon kicks it over to Wright. Back to Gordon. Gordon fires. Good shot by Gordon. That's going to be stopped by Roland. Geiger with the puck trying to get it out. Gordon gloves it down, fires it again. And that one stops. So Roland facing all kinds of shots as the first period comes to a close.
All right, that's the end of the first period on the WLEW Sports Network. The Ice Cutters 2, Goats Graphics nothing, and there will be a power play when we start the second period. Back in a minute on Cruise 102.
Ice Cutter Sports. Ice Cutter Sports, your one-stop hockey shop in the thumb, wants to thank all the coaches, parents, and players of Huron and Salak counties for your business and for another fun and entertaining hockey season. Ice Cutter Sports carries a wide variety of Warrior gear in stock. Come in and take advantage of the end-of-the-season inventory blowout sale. Everything must go. Price is too low to advertise. Many items are clearance. So stop into Ice Cutter Sports, located at 414 East Super Road in Bad Axe. And get fitted for the toughest hockey gear for the toughest sport with Warrior Gear at Ice Cutter Sports, located on East Super Road in Bad Axe. Pulowski Drain Cleaning in downtown Bad Axe is a proud supporter of the Huron County Ice Arena and the Silver Blade Hockey Tournament. Pulowski Drain Cleaning takes care of residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural. Pulowski Drain Cleaning specializes in field tile drainage, grease traps, frozen pipes, and root removals. Pulowski Drain Cleaning is licensed and insured and locally owned and operated. Call James Pulowski at Pulowski Drain Cleaning for your appointment today at 989-623-0094. That's 989-623-0094. Rapson Refrigeration is a proud supporter of all our Huron County hockey teams. Turn to Rapson Refrigeration in Bad Axe to assist you with all your refrigeration, air conditioning, and heating needs. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial systems since 1953. In addition to being fully licensed and family-owned and operated, their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer excellent service for whatever your individual needs are throughout your entire project. Whether your refrigeration system or air conditioning unit needs repairs, or you're in the market for a new unit, Rapson Refrigeration is your one stop for all your refrigeration, heating, and cooling projects. They are your local choice for fast, reliable, and friendly service. So for all of your refrigeration, cooling, and heating needs, turn to Rapson Refrigeration. Call them today, 989-269-7291, for the friendly and knowledgeable service that you deserve. That's Rapson Refrigeration. Call 989-269-7291.
Back from the Huron County Ice Arena, the Silver Blades Tournament. It's the second period between the Ice Cutters and Goats Graphics. 2-0 Ice Cutters. The period has just begun.
Yep, 24 seconds left of power play hockey here for Ice Cutters as they are moving from left to right, and Goats are now moving from right to left. Face-off won by Ice Cutters, sent back behind the net. Van Erp with the puck. Going to try and get it out. He gets it out to Moore. Moore is it about center ice. Moore and Bismack trying to make something happen here on this power play. Bismack with the puck. Skates it around the goal, looking for a centering pass. Still with the puck. Sends it in deep. Ice Cutters with the puck down in the corner. Now behind the net. Looking to make something happen. Puck intercepted by Goats, and here they come. Goats gets it out of the zone. tripped up in the middle of the ice. That's going to go to Ice Cutters, but I think that trip is going to bring a penalty.
Now Goats is back to full strength, so this is going to be a power play now for Goats Graphics.
Correct.
Yep. Van Erp's going to go in the box for a trip, and now Goats with 2 minutes of power play. So lots of special teams hockey now.
Down 2-0, Goats all of a sudden finds themselves in a 5-on-3 opportunity against them, and they hold, which may prove to be a rather big turning point of this game.
Face-off won by Ice Cutters. They're going to send it deep. Sears giving a chase. He's all alone. Just the goalie to beat. He puts a move on Roland. Roland stops it. Sears tries to center it for Horetsky, but he hits the back of the net. And, wow, did Goats dodge a bullet right there as they clear the zone.
I would say it's pretty safe to say that this is a pretty critical power play for Goats Graphics at this point in the game.
Yep, I agree. They need to get something going on, take advantage of the man advantage. But Ice Cutter's pretty effective at just getting possession of that puck and sending it down deep and watching that clock tick away on this power play. Here come Goats. Kicks over to McKelpin. McKelpin loses it, goes back into the zone. Tulaski keeps in the zone. He's going to try and get a shot off as he's in the middle, but all kinds of defense there. Bailey tries to come in and get a shot off, but he goes wide right. That one's going to be sent in deep, except it goes off the referee's ankles, and that helps the Goats a little bit. Here comes Sears with the puck as he's going to send it in deep behind the net. He's giving chase, but Geiger's there for Goats, and he's going to clear the zone. Gordon with the puck at center ice. He's going to send it in deep. Ice Cutter's just trying to kill this power play right now. Goats clears the zone, but nobody over there as they've got caught in the line change. But Shank over skates a bit. Or that's Gordon. Gordon has it again, though, and he's going to send it in deep.
Here's my estimation. Ice Cutter's is the only one with a shot on net this power play. And they're shorthanded.
And they're shorthanded, yeah. Exactly. Well, look, I mean, they're down there. I think that's Shank maybe in the corner working. Kicks it out to right. I mean, these guys are putting a lot of pressure on. Check that was Ryder. But they're putting a lot of pressure on for a team that's shorthanded right now. And they just keep sending it into the offensive zone. Ryder with the puck. Kicks it over to Van Erp. Off Van Erp's stick. Ice Cutter still trying to maintain possession as Gordon kicks it back into center ice, back to Van Erp. Van Erp's going to send it in, or try to send it in. That's going to be deflected by Goats, and they're going to try and clear the zone, and they do. Geiger clears the zone, picked up by Tulaski for Ice Cutters, sends it back to the defenseman, Micah Gordon, who sends it in deep again. And that's going to kill the penalty. Nobody's shorthanded now. And here come Goats. They've got numbers. 3-on-2. Let's see what they do with it. Bailey sends it in, but wide of the goal. Doesn't quite get the shot off. Held in by Goats as Laycock keeps it in there. But Brock back by right into the neutral zone. Goats back with the puck. Horetsky clears the puck out of the zone for Ice Cutters and sends it in deep. Laycock giving chase for Goats. Try to get a breakout going. Right with the puck for Ice Cutters, and he's going to send it in deep. Geiger with the puck. Sends it over to Knobloch. Knobloch's going to just try to send it in deep, and that one gets deflected. He backhands it over towards the corner. Ice Cutters with the puck again. This time he hits Van Erp. Now Ice Cutters with numbers. Sears with the breakaway, shoots it high of the goal. Goats with the puck now, and they're going to try and get it out. That one's held in by the Ice Cutters. Van Erp still holding it in. Knobloch clears the zone for Goats. Konecki with the puck. He centers it out to Bismack. It goes off Bismack's stick. Van Erp tries to play it, and it's just going to drift behind Roland and the Goats goalie. Out front! That was a quick centering pass by Bismack, but unable to capitalize.
Ice Cutters are clearly in control of this game right now. Roland didn't even see that. Was at Bismack. He did a complete 360 behind the net. He was looking for him on the other side of the post when he came around, and he almost got it inside that inside his left pad there for another goal.
This Ice Cutter team, boy, they look for each other, don't they?
Yeah, and they seem to be swarming the puck on defense. They're playing very good hockey right now.
Yeah, and just as you say that, there's a goal going to go right over Roland's shoulder. Didn't quite get to see who got that, but that was just they sent it into.